Correspondent Margaret Brennan is traveling with Secretary Clinton in Egypt. Margaret, a former Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, once said the U.S. should never deal with the Muslim Brotherhood. So how did this meeting go today?
Well, it required some diplomacy. Secretary Clinton was in an uncomfortable position. Remember, the U.S. government financially and militarily supported the Mubarak regime, which jailed members of the Muslim Brotherhood, including Mohamed Morsi himself. So today, this face-to-face exchange, I'm told, was constructive. One State Department official told me it lasted around an hour. The president shook the secretary's hand and told her the expectations of the Egyptian people are high. There is no going back. I'm told in particular they had a good exchange on the economy. They need U.S. aid right now and trade. There was positive feedback on a proposal to send U.S. business executives here as part of job creation. This country is double-digit unemployment.
Margaret, the U.S. government has given Egypt's military $1.3 billion this year alone, but I know U.S. officials aren't happy with some of the things that the generals have done there. So what is Secretary Clinton's message to them?
She is going to tell Field Marshal Tantawi tomorrow that the military